As soon as this November, Texans could vote on whether statewide officials should have term limits. That's if a Senate resolution on the issue passes both houses and moves on to the ballot. Senator Kevin Eltife of Tyler is behind the measure, SJR 13, that would amend the Texas Constitution to limit certain offices to two consecutive four-year terms, including the governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and comptroller.
I think term limits are only good if you allow a long enough term. 8 years is plenty of time to run, serve, and accomplish your mission.
Senator Leticia Vandeput of San Antonio says she's willing to have Texans vote on it if it doesn't bar people from running again.
I would have been concerned had it would have been just two consecutive terms and a lifetime ban, or I would have been concerned had it applied to all office holders in the state.
Representative Lyle Larson, also of San Antonio, filed two related measures. One applies to term limits, and the other would require officials to resign upon announcing a bid for another office. Both could be amended to affect only statewide offices. Senator Eltife's measure needs a two-third vote in the Senate and in the House to get on the ballot. It has now passed the Senate State Affairs Committee and goes next to the Senate floor. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.